Let's hear about a mum of two from Canterbury who'll be taking on London Landmarks in a half marathon to raise awareness of her sister's condition. Emily Mickleborough joins us from Canterbury. Hello, good morning.
Hello there, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, really good. Are you ready for it? Are you geared up for the London Landmarks half marathon?
I am. I've had lots of practice. I'm halfway through a year-long fundraiser, so I've already done 7 events.
Wow.
So I've got a few more to go, but the biggest is definitely going to be the London Landmarks, which is a half marathon.
Yeah, and that's in April.
It is in April, yes. Very excited.
So when you do your training, you know, many people have motivation in their life for doing running anyway, but when you've got something that is close to home, family, is that moving you forward even more, do you think? And tell us about your sis.
It absolutely is. So I come from a family of runners. My mum was a runner. She still is, just about.
Wow.
But my sister was a marathon runner. My mum was a marathon runner. I'm a marathon runner. We are a family of runners. Certainly for my mum and my sister, their running journeys have been cut short. 10 years ago, my mum had an aortic dissection, which led to quite a long stay in hospital. She recovered very, very quickly, actually, very well. She was healthy before she had it, so that helped her. My sister, again, very, very healthy, but in December 22, she had a dissection as well, which was much more catastrophic in its nature. She split her aorta in multiple places between her heart and her pelvis.
Goodness.
Which led to multi-organ failure, life support, a long spell in hospital, and very, very sadly for Rebecca, she developed blue toe syndrome, which is basically where the blood supply to your feet has been so badly affected that you end up losing your toes. And she actually had a full amputation of all of her toes in May last year.
And that, not only just on a personal level for her, but that must be heartbreaking with the running story in your whole family.
Absolutely. She is a gregarious adventurer. You know, she's sort of project managing her home. She's, you know, she works really, really hard. She's an artist. She's a mum of two very young children. So for something like that to happen to you at such a young age, despite the fact that it had happened to mum, we never expected in a million years it would happen to Rebecca as well.
So you'll be running for her, but also the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust, who raise funds, don't they?
They do. They support patients, they support families, they support health professionals. They're working really, really hard to improve diagnosis techniques. They're trying to help improve the survival rate, because at the moment, unfortunately, the mortality rate is about 50%. So it does have a high mortality rate. I'm very, very fortunate that my mum and my sister have both survived the condition. Mm. But I'm working very closely with the Charitable Trust. They're supporting me in my crazy endeavours, running around the UK dressed as a unicorn.
Yeah, dressed as a unicorn, and I'm guessing. I mean, the unicorn as an imagery in my mind, is it all about being unique and special? Is that what it is in yours?
It is. She's named Miracle the unicorn because it really is a miracle that we've still got Becky with us. Mm. It really is. It's incredible what the medical community managed to pull together to help her.
And I know they do emotional therapy as well, which is what you'll be looking at too as part of that fundraising. Can I ask you though, Emily, because you talk about your mum, you talk about your sister, can hear in your voice this kind of drive and determination and passion, but how does it affect you? How does this affect you in your life?
I have children of my own, as well as my niece and nephew. I think certainly working with the charity, it's very, very close to my heart, because I do honestly believe that they are the people that are going to drive this condition, or the knowledge of this condition, forward and improve the diagnostics and to improve the survival rates. And do you know what? If this is a hereditary condition in my family, which we still don't know, then they are the people that are going to protect my family. And it has been an absolute roller coaster. It was one thing going through it with my mum, but going through it with my sister as well has been, it's been a massive eye-opener. But we are an incredibly strong family, and we've got lots and lots of support. We've got lots of friends and family who are supporting us. We've nearly raised £10,000 already.
Amazing.
Which obviously is going to go towards orthotics and psychological support for Rebecca.
So. How can we help then, in terms of people listening to this who think, right, I want to learn more? Where's the best place to go online?
I would go directly to the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust. They have an amazing website. It's got all of the information that you could possibly need on there. They have produced a 3-minute video which teaches you how the condition presents.
Right.
So if you do nothing else, 3 minutes, watch
Don't
that video,
it.
Share it with people you love. Yeah,
that's so lovely to have you on. Thank you so much for being here. Good luck with it on the 7th of April. I wish you well at the London Landmarks Half Marathon and your unicorn costume. Must get very breathy.
<Thank you. laughs> Can I just say, if anyone would like to follow the progress of Miracle the Unicorn, they can do on the Running for Rebecca Facebook page and Instagram, and our link to our fundraising page is on there as well.
Have you got a little camera in there as well, just so we can see your vantage point? I love it.
I can't see much.
You're like, please get out of the way of the unicorn, everybody.
The lovely London Landmarks have actually given me a guide runner. Because
that's great. Yes, if you see a unicorn on the 7th of April, you're not seeing things, I promise.
No,
thank you so much.
You will see me.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
Love to Canterbury as well, and to your sister and mum. Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.